Then after, I believe after 2 months, then we have like more than 70 family freed from Laos to Thailand, work 7 days and seven nights. When we arrive at the Thai border, you know, then Thai soldier, you know, or search you everything, you know. They, see when we, that time when we fled from Laos to Thailand, you know, we have soldier with us. Before used to work for United States government, we have gun, you know. The older people, younger people, they go first. The soldier behind, you know, make sure communists not follow you, you know. So some soldier go first, go in front, you know.
With the young people.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, you know, we are very lucky, you know, no one step on landmine in that journey, you know. And when we arrive at the Thai border, after they search everything, you know, they took everything, you know, then they send us to the refugee camp. Yeah, they call the Nam Nhao refugee camp. So after that, so we interview, you know, the United States government, you know, they have their people, you know, go down there asking who interested, go to France or United States or Australia, you know. So that's why we decided
US.
Come to this country.
So why did you choose the U.S. though, from France and Australia? why the U.S.?
Well, I don't know a lot of people. For me, you know, I believe United States, you know, they are the leader of the world, you know. See, in our country, you know, let's put before France. After that, they helping us, you know. They promise us they will build hospital, school, you know, for us, you know, tell us, let's keep fighting, you know, for our country, as fighting with the communists, you know. See, when we lost it, you know, and if we going to France, it seems to me not their problem, you know. I don't know how they taking care of us, you know. That's why most the Asian people, you know, during the Vietnam War, they came to this country, you know. See, they trust United States, but no matter what, you know. So, well, after 30 years, and now I'm farming, you know. So, in Stockton, California, you know. So I tell you, you know, in that time I was 11 years old, you know, I have to fight. I still have score here, the bullet go through, and here,
wow.
So yeah, sometimes, you know, I can work too much at the farm, you know, I have authorized,
yeah.
You know, my hand sometimes, you know, I carry berry and I just fell down, you know, so I just, yeah, this well secret, you know, I won't tell anyone, you know,
no,
for last 30 years, you know, so.
Why do you think we need to know about this? Why do you think people of the world need to know about not just your story, but every refugee story in from Laos, Cambodia, Thailand. Why do you think that's important?
Well, I let's put it in this way. I think, you know, see, especially my children, they don't know why, you know, we came to this country, you know. They thought we just, you know, came to this country for fun, you know, looking for job, good job, you know. They don't know, you know, we came here for survival, you know. You fought with United States government, you know, fought with communists, you know. If you don't run, you know, I tell you, you know, we have a lot of good men. They cannot get out of the country. They get those good men, you know, go kill it, you know. See, for those people not working for the old government, okay, you know, but those people, smart people, you know, they work for the old government, you know, you have to leave the country. Otherwise, you know, you have to go long way, you know. So that's So I want to people know that why, you know, let's put like our Asian people, you know, let's put like from Laos, especially from Laos. Yeah, I know Vietnam people, you know, same thing, you know, we as, you know, in Cambodia.
Mm-hmm. But everyone hears about Cambodia and Vietnam.
Yeah.
It's always talked about. No one hears stories about Laos and stuff.
Yeah, see, let's put the, in Laos, they call the secret war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so no one, one want to really know, no one want to really care about that. That's, I believe in 1975, that population probably like 4 million people,
mm-hmm.
you know, all jungle, you know. Yeah, those people like Hmong people and Mien people, I tell you, they trust United States government very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
They never trust any communist government, you know. When United States government, you know, give us the airplane, gun, everything, you know, go fight. We go fight, you know. That's for our country, you know. Yeah, I think now kids, they need to know, you know, why their parents came to this country, you know. See, I know a lot of parents in our country, Laos, they are very smart, very educated. When they came to this country, they don't speak any single English. They cannot get a job, you know. And a lot of people, you know, said, oh, those people lazy, you know, don't want to get a job. That's not true, you know. Of course they want to work, but they don't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
No one going to hire them, you know. See, like me, you know, I got here, you know, when I still young, you know, like 18, 19 years old, you know, so I have to learn a little bit, but that's not good enough, you know, to support your family. You know? That's why I have to farming here more than 20 years now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, I hopefully my kid, you know, and other kids, they know their parents, Mien people, Hmong people from Laos, you know, why they came to this country. Because we have the war with the Lao communist government. They call the secret war, you know, in 1975. Actually before that, like, I believe before 1960, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And keep fighting, you know, we lost so many good men, you know.
Is there a word that you call the secret war in Mien? Is there a word that you call it?
No, what, we don't know,
uh-huh.
we don't know.
Uh-huh.
We don't know, but we thought that time, you know, every government, you know, they know, you know, about the war in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, I heard the rumor said, especially not every United States government in Capitol Hill know all that, you know, war in Laos, you know. Yeah, they don't know that too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but those people, you know, those are the old days, CIA, you know, helping General Wang Pao, you know, bring the gun, you know, the airplane, the money, you know. So they know, yeah. So, yeah, I hopefully, you know, people, you know, understand and knew that, you know, we as Mien people, you know, and Hmong people, we fought with the United States government very, very seriously, you know. So don't think just said Hmong people, you know. Now I believe, you know, United States government, they helping Hmong people a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have the General Wang Pao, you know, as the, I believe one time in Laos, General Wang Pao, he's the most strongest general in the world during Vietnam War, you know. So now almost, you know, a lot of Hmong people in this country, they got a good job, you know. I believe because General Wang Pao, you know, he fought for the United States government. But our Mien people, I don't see that we recognize, you know, as we and Mien people fought for United States government, you know. That's
in
my opinion.
I think it's also the Hmong people are starting to tell their stories more too, and I think Mien too. Mien, they need to start telling their stories more. Like you, what
yeah.
you just told me, they need to, you know, tell their side of the story.
Yeah.
And that way you can be more recognized.
Yeah. Yeah, see, like I said, the older generation, they love to tell their story, how they fought, during Vietnam War, but they don't speak English, mm-hmm. you know. And I remember a couple years ago, I met one in Mien people. He's the highest ranking four-star general. Mm-hmm. Now he live in Fairfield. I believe he's 80 years old now, you know. See, he don't speak any English. Mm-hmm. He and General Wang Pao fought communists. And when he came home, General Wang Pao gave him 4 star.
And what does those 4 stars mean?
That mean rank like captain, something like that.
Okay.
4 star.
Top rank, high
yeah,
rank.
Yeah. See, our Mien people, the only one guy got 4 star mm-hmm. from General Wang Pao.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But he tried to tell the story how hard, you know, we fight with the United States government, but he don't speak English. That's the problem. Yeah. Yeah, he mentioned his soldier, you know, fight with him, you know. It's time, you know, like 50 soldiers fight after 7 days, come home for 2-3 soldiers left. The rest of that, dead. Cannot bring home. You know, that's well tough, you know. So I hopefully people, you know, they understand, you know, how Mien people, you know, really came to this country, you know.
Well, thank you so much. That was very, very good. Yeah. And very interesting to know, not just your story, but the story for all Mien people as well.
Yeah.
You're just one of the many Mien people who live in the U.S. Trying to tell their story now.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you're welcome.
You.
So I wish, you know, I can speak very good English, you know, so every youngster, they will understand me, you know, this how, you know. But, you know, I just, you know, tell the truth, you know, how we came from, you know, yeah. And I always tell my kid, you know, always have to be honest, work hard in this country. I think you will be okay, you know. So, like my father used to tell me, you know, he said that my grandfather could be the most honest, the best person he ever known. I asked him why, you know, and he said, you know what, your grandfather was elected by France and Lao government and his people for 30 years, villager, in that same town, you know. So I still think that, you know, what my father told me, you know.